And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts sang, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around to command, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. When the man will come to men. The hairs on your arm will stand up as a terror in the sun and in the sun. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's bed? When the man comes back. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the bed that was blind. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born in summertime. It's Alpha and Omega teaming. And the whirlwind is in the storm and rain. The virgins are all turning their wits. The whirlwind is in the storm and rain.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We're going to get into part three. You need to call a neighbor or friend and tell them they don't want to miss part three, as we're going to look into the coming Third World War, where fear and anguish and sorrow will be the major players on the world scene. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible already describes for the last days, and of course, we've been in the last days, actually, since the carrying away of our Messiah when he went away. And the Bible said he's going to come again in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and those that will not obey the gospel. Well, we're live. This is the second month, if you will, February the 20th, and we're coming to you through the mighty voice of WWCR. You see, we're heard around the world on this major Cadillac of the shortwave industry station. So we want you to support our ministry here on WWCR, that we could have more time to come to you live and direct. You see, I want to speak around the world for the last days, because the Father has put it in my heart with a sincere desire to speak to you about the end time conditions that we live in. Now, I want to bring up something here tonight in our message. We're going to talk about the fear and the sorrow and the anguish of the soul. But I want to bring up something very interesting. You see, our president is already in Europe trying to mend fences, as they say, and trying to build, if you will, a worldwide coalition for the last days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know the 13th chapter of Revelation, where we've been on the beast, and this is the third in the series, will conclude next Sunday night, live, Yahweh willing, part 4. And then you can order the whole series of the fourth kingdom beast with the 10 toes and the kingdom. Now, we done told you what the 10 toes are, and the 7 heads. This adds up to 17, which is depicted in prophecy in Revelation 17. So we are going to interchange our thoughts between the 13th chapter, where we have two beasts, one coming up out of the land. This is a land beast, and one out of the sea. This is peoples and governments forming together for the last days. And actually, they're setting up a kingdom, if you will, a throne. The Illuminati are servants to the Luciferians. Now, the Luciferians are the angelic beings under the chief angel. He was chief. Archangel. Satan. And he fell through a transgression. There was evil found in him. And the other angels that desired to play the role of fathers or creators. You see, they begin to miscegenate, mix and mingle their seed with the earthling. You say, Pastor Buddy, it is impossible for angelic beings to impregnate women. Well, if that's the case, then you don't believe in the Savior, because the creator of all the angelic beings himself overshadowed Mary and brought what we believe to be the Son of the living God, Elohim Yah, and formed a flesh body for him to walk in. Now, this flesh body one day will return in flame and fire. And he will conclude, this will be the climactic end to Satan and his angelic beings dwelling or living or thriving or controlling or ruling over man. There will be a finalization of Satan's plan. It will culminate in the end with Satan himself. Now, I want to talk about the alien aspect of the fourth kingdom beast with the 10 toes and the 7 heads, the beast of Revelation 13, as it explained in Revelation 17. I want to talk to you about the alien connection, meaning someone or somebody or some things that are not native to this earth. They are not of this earth. They are strangers and pilgrims dwelling here on a planet that actually, probably, perhaps, is the lowest planet as far as intelligence in the universe. Now, why has man made such giant leaps in technology and knowledge? And the Bible says knowledge shall be increased. But the majority of knowledge that has increased in the last 100 years, and there's been a great leap forward into the knowledge arena, But overwhelmingly, this knowledge has been evil and controlled to the evil masses, or fed to the unsuspecting masses in the cyclotronic entrapments of the mind. Now, we're going to talk about that phase tonight in the fourth kingdom beast that is now beginning to speak with two horns and a mouth speaking great things. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you know this or not, but we have the most arrogant president that has ever sit in Washington, D.C. A lot of people like this bold, arrogant type mentality that George W. Bush Jr. has, as he has now navigated his administration into part two of his continuing, if you will, power base out of Washington, D.C., and the two horns that have arisen here in the seat of the beast is now speaking worldwide as the only, if you will, as the only truly superpower left upon the planet. Now, it had to be that way. It has to be designed to be that way. But that final destiny of that world superpower is designed by the Illuminati itself to fail. And when that happens, great fear, as it is written in Luke 21 and verse 11. Let me read you the scripture. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights and great signs there shall be from heaven. I want to dwell and place the accent of our emphasis tonight on fearful signs from heaven. What do you predict, Pastor Buddy, for the next 25 years? Well, first of all, I predict within 25 years, we will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're not alone in the universe. We never have been, and for that matter, we never will be. Do you believe that men's hearts will fail them, as it's written in Luke 21:26? Men's hearts shall fail them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. I want to ask you a question psychologically. Are we being fed cyclotronically, if you will, electronic induction to the super hypnotic mind control? And ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress the emphasis today under the world regimes. Not only the United States is participating in psychotronic entrapment, but they lead probably along with Russia and other nations that are forming the beast power that will rise up, and we believe that it will be in Europe that the final head power of the beast with the religious horns of indoctrination for a worldwide religious movement toward Jerusalem. Now, the Bible speaks in prophecy about Jerusalem becoming a burdensome stone. Now, why would Jerusalem become burdensome? Simply because three major religions, now listen to me carefully, three major religions are vying for the power or the supremacy to rule from the seat of Jerusalem. Now, this city is where the Bible describes it in the book of Revelation. It is not, ladies and gentlemen, as much as you think it is, because it was called the city of the great king. The Bible describes it in the book of Revelations as a city of sinful Sodom, where our Creator, Savior, was crucified. This is the seat of every foul spirit, every hateful beast that you can imagine is converging upon this city. And there's three unclean spirits that will dominate in the last days, or vie for dominance, to be seated in the seat of authority in Jerusalem. Those three unclean spirits. Now listen to me well. I don't want to offend anyone when I indict maybe your faith or religion, because we'll have to deal with the issues as they are. Now I know that within the false religious system, there are many deceived, good, righteous, holy people with good intentions. So it's not my desire to put down any faith or religion, but to combine them into what the Bible would describe as three unclean religions that is now orchestrating as the religion vying for the front seat or the throne of the living God. And those three unclean spirits that are now emerging onto the world scene is Christianity versus Islam. Now let me repeat this. You catch it real well, because we are now in a political quagmire, and we will spill much blood in the Middle East. You haven't seen anything yet. With approximately 2,000 of the United States soldiers becoming victims, and the blood shed in the sand is just a small portion of the blood that will flow in the next few years in this area. Now why? Because Christianity, under the guise of Christ, versus Islam, which is under the guise of Mohammed, the prophet. These are, as I have said, the children, mostly, of Abraham from the bondwoman, Hagar, as the Christians would declare that they are children from the free woman, which is Sarah. Okay, we've got a large fight brewing on the world scene between Christianity and Islam. Now, what's the third unclean spirit in this mix, Pastor Buddy? And the answer is Judaism. Judaism is playing both sides against the middle. Now, I want to repeat this. Judaism will play both sides against the two major players on the world scene. With a billion or two of the Islam believers squared off against a billion or so, give or take a few million, of Christians. And so then we will have what we would call the clash of the major religious titans that are ruling the minds of man upon the earth. You say, what's wrong with Christianity, Pastor Buddy? You do believe in a risen Savior. I do. Well, then why do you call Christianity unclean? That would be the question that most people would ask Pastor Buddy. Remember, I said it's not the people that's unclean. It is the political aspirations and intentions of this religious power under the guise of Christianity or Christian nations involved that will bring about the total, almost destruction of the whole earth itself. We are now poised with a planned, now this is planned, Third World War. And this Third World War will be the final war for the New World Order to have complete control over the remaining masses of those that remain after World War III. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's inevitable. It's going to happen, perhaps within your lifetime, World War III, a war such as you have never read about in history or seen on the screens of your television. This war will be so deadly that perhaps not only hundreds of millions, but into the billions will be eliminated from the planet. You say, well, that'd be dreadful. The Bible describes it in the book of Revelations, and it talks about a time of trouble. Remember, the Bible said that there would be signs from heaven. Did you know that the psychological fear that is implanted upon people, you know why people run to the cities and converge and they like to stand shoulder to shoulder and wait in lines and they have a sense of camaraderie, of psychological entrapment? That if they are like sheep huddling together, the bigger the flock, the safer it is. And of course the opposite is true. Cities are nothing but entrapment places where you can gather large congregations of people and eliminate them with the flick of a switch, just like you would flick your Vic in street language terminology. So the flick of the Vic is for those who have gathered themselves together for the last days in a fearful anticipation. Psychologically, they dwell or gather close together for the very fact of the fear that is planted into their minds. Now, this fear does not come from Yahweh. This fear comes from beneath. It is earthly and sensual and is directed and orchestrated toward people to control the masses of the people. They must have a fearful population. Well, what did Christ say? That he said, in the last days, there would be a fearful people. Fearful sights and great signs would be from heaven. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the advent of the third aspect of the religions that are major players in Jerusalem, there is an objective of all three Christian, Muslim, and Judaism in a religious fervor to build a temple. Remember, it is reported and reputed that the Dome of the Rock is built upon the actual temple site of the first temple of Solomon or the temple of Herod. Whether or not that is true, it just exemplifies the great strife between these two religions, that would be Islam and Judaism, with Christianity trying to, if you will, broker, if you will, peace between the two. But all in all, maybe the third player here, Christianity, has the most to gain. When they take sides with Judaism, in most cases, for they believe and are taught in the Christian church that Christ must come and reign 1,000 years in a temple made with hands. Now, you'll hear your major evangelists and TV preachers preaching the 1,000-year reign or a rapture or both. And they are bringing this to the minds of the Christians to justify the horrors that is coming just shortly down the road. Time of trouble such as the world has never seen. I'm going to repeat that. In the fourth kingdom beast power, it is going to rise up and take authority over all of the earth with Satan himself sitting in the temple of God as God, showing himself that he is God. And so there has to be a war to make this event possible. Somebody's got to lose. And guess who? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this element of alien intervention. Isn't that a part of the plan also? Satan, knowing that the prophecies of the Bible would direct your attention to in the last days, in the fearful times and signs, that men's hearts will fail them for fear, and that evil men will wax worse and worse. And yet it's the evil men that is directing or orchestrating or arranging or organizing, if you will, through disinformation, showing themselves that they are gods, if you will, the saviors of mankind, men that trust in men to bring about divine order, are foolish, because the Bible said, cursed is he that makes his trust in the arm of flesh. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is not any one man, although men will rise up to sit at this seat in this authority and will bring about such a total dictatorial style world religion of a new world order that Hitler or anything that he was reputed to do in evil, ladies and gentlemen, Hitler may just prove out to be 50 to 60 to 70 years ahead of his time. That we're going right back to the same purpose and intentions of World War I and World War II, which will be directed in total climactic fashion of World War III. It's coming. It's inevitable. You can't stop it. It is written in the word of Almighty Yahweh that there will come a time of trouble, and except those days be shortened, there will be no flesh saved. Now, I want to assure you that if you pray and fast and seek his face, as men's hearts are failing them for fear, for looking upon those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Remember, the signs of Luke 21:11 indicated that these signs will be from heaven, and that these signs, here in Luke 21:16, it will be the signs of the powers of heaven that will be shaken. And remember what the Bible says in Revelation 12, war in heaven. Now, as the pattern is above, so will it be below. The final galactic battle of the heavens. And if you think we're alone, then you haven't looked at the Mars photographs of ancient civilizations of a planet that died there long ago, as the result of the wars that have transpired in heaven, in the heavens. If you look at the planet Mars, and if you spell it backwards, it is what I call the Ram planet. It was the planet of sacrifice. A civilization that existed on Mars more than 50,000 years ago, there was a society that was built upon Mars, and by these ruthless demons from the deep who tried to take over heaven, the heavens was shaken and will shake once again as a result, and this time the earth, where, by the way, it is perhaps a truth that is unknown to most, that some of those that were living on Mars had the ability to planet hop over to Earth and to start off where they had left off building a society up on Mars. I'm not saying that's the gospel there. That's just Pastor Buddy's opinion, but I base it on spiritual integrity of the word, meaning that we're not alone and that the earth will declare the presence of alien forces in the past. We have strange things built in the desert. One of the seven wonders of the world is that marvelous pillar, altar of Isaiah 19, verse 19, that's spoken of in the Bible, and directly aligned to the Sidonia region of Mars is a sister system of pyramids and things of this nature that were built by the ancients many, many thousands of years prior to that. And man, as he was chased off of Mars, remember now, the belt between, or the space between Mars and the Earth, there is a void. And we have what we call the debris in the asteroid belt. This is from the breakup of another planet that contained these evil beings that lived on this planet that actually used the powers that they had, nuclear, hydrogen, fusion, and technology that has now developed on Earth is nothing new, because the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. And we're coming back around to square one. We're coming back to the days and time when these aliens will again invade the earth. But Satan, being the master strategist, knowing the future in a limited degree, knows that he has but a short time to work, and therefore his work is a work of art. He will gather the people and the armies and the governments of the earth into one world order. You see, Satan cannot rule himself where there's confusion. So then, he must follow the example of the spiritual powers. And the Bible said no power is ordained except that which is of the Heavenly Father. And whosoever would resist these powers will receive damnation. But the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and out of the heavens shall fall Satan and his angels, who is now enticing the armies of the world to meet in the region of the Middle East. And for the purpose of solving this religious issue of where this great temple of this great city is going to be built, and then Satan himself posing as, if you will, a religious god. And ladies and gentlemen, many are going to be deceived by this, because when Satan comes, he's going to be one of the most enticing, deceptive, beautiful angels. And he's going to have such marvelous powers at his command that he would deceive the very elect. And all of the people that will not worship him, listen to this now, I want you to stay tuned for this bit of information, that whosoever will not worship him will be cast into, if you will, prison. You will be killed. you will be persecuted, hunted down, and they are now enabling a marking system, if you will, to be implanted in every human being upon the earth to know who you are, what you are, where you are, and what you're doing at any time, and whatever you purchase will be under their control. Whatever you say will be under their control. And if you do not say according to the system that's been designed, as Revelations 2 and 10 says, that those will be cast into prison, and you will be tried, and you will have tribulation, and you will have death. But if you will stand faithful, he said, I will give you a crown of life. But you know, the Bible says that money answers all things, and riches, and beauty, and power, and prestige, and honor, and kingdoms. Men, even Christians, I hate to say this, but most Christians will follow after the beast. I will repeat this. Let me repeat this. Many Christians are going to be deceived. And my care and my concern, I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't love you. You're not going to be raptured off. And it's not the wicked that he's going to rain fire down here. It is going to be the righteous that will be punished severely one more time in the end. There will be such a revelation of knowledge of end time opening of the seventh seal that the blindness of Jacob will be almost totally removed. I'll repeat that. In the days of the seventh seal, the opening, when the mystery of God shall be finished, there shall become a persecution of the righteous. They're not going to be in heaven, raptured out, standing over on the clouds. They're not going to be immune. We are going to be hunted down because the nations were angry, Revelation 11:18, and thy wrath is come. Now remember, it rains on the just and the unjust, and Satan, knowing that he has but a short time, will punish those that keep the commandments of God and know how to do exploits and declaring his righteous name and declaring his righteous laws and standing in the gap to make up the hedge. You will see brave men, much braver than Samson. Mighty man, much mightier than Samson. Intelligent men with great spiritual minds, children of your own bowels, no doubt, will be raised up and anointed with the holy Shekinah, and they shall do exploits as they fight against this terrible beast of the fourth kingdom power that is now being orchestrated to rule the earth with a rod of iron. And whosoever will not worship and wonder after the beast, who will appear out of the heavens as God himself, literally Jesus Christ, the Christian God of the New Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done your homework, and if you don't know who the true Messiah really is, you will go there and you will worship him and you will honor him and you will carry out his commands and you will persecute the righteous and you will kill them thinking that you're doing the God of this earth, of this planet, Satan posing as Jesus Christ. You will obey by being deceived, by being anointed with the psychotronic entrapment of mind control, thinking that you're doing God a service when you actually kill the righteous children of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a time coming full of trouble for the righteous, and yet the righteous need to prepare. And yes, You say, Pastor Buddy, I don't see anybody coming to what you believe. Well, who would want to be suffering? Who'd want to kill? Well, if you seek to save your life, you're going to lose it. You see, if you join, if you are under the control or the influence of this fourth kingdom beast, so dreadful and terrible, with teeth of iron, and it break in pieces all of the resistance of the earth and wore out the saints of the Most High. Does that sound like a rapture where the Christians are safe? Who shall not glorify you and give glory to you, Yahweh? For the hour of your judgment is come. And for those who have remained faithful over a few things, he is going to make them ruler over many. Those that have been beheaded will just join the many of the past who have suffered at the hands of the three beast systems of power. But the final fourth beast, who has his deadly wound healed, and I gave you the illustration of the church and the Pope and their conspiracy plot to move, and this will be moved, ladies and gentlemen. The prophecy's already done, been prophesied, that Rome will be destroyed with an earthquake. And therefore, the seat of the Pope will move from Rome to Jerusalem at the appointed time. And then, perhaps, the three heads, if you will, this religious coalition, let's put it that way, that operates under the protection and the authority of the Illuminati, or the New World Order system, that will be the military teeth, as it was in Rome, as they punished the Christians that worshiped the true creator of the Hebrew Yahweh, and declared his name and spread this gospel. And yet Rome has spread a gospel of false gods, a god of Zeus. And the unsuspecting Christians have adopted this pagan name into the religion. And when this god comes back under the banner and the name of Jesus Christ, which is nothing but an artificial man-made name, but it's going to have power, and this beast is going to reign with this name in the seat that was fashioned for God. It will be the God that was cast out of heaven, not the true God or the true Father. I shouldn't say God, because God is a misnomer. So let me say Father, that is coming out of heaven to redeem his children at his coming. Because the Bible says in Revelations 15 and 4, who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh, and glorify your name? For thou only art holy, and all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments are made manifest. And then in Revelations 21 and 8, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, the second death. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a name that you live by but you're dead? Then the second death is going to overcome you, and you're going to join the abominable, the unbelieving, the fearful, the murderers, the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, which is being manifest today with the sorcery of creating the sinful usury of money out of thin air. This goes back to the beast that is going to cause all of the people on the earth to receive a name of blasphemy. Now, this name has become so popular, and Christianity has become so mighty, with the largest armies in the world, including the armies not only of the United States, but the armies of Europe, which will be the fourth kingdom beast, the ten toes, if you will, that will come and align themselves into a United Kingdom front with a currency that will dominate the earth. I've told you the dollar will lose on all the trading fronts. And you can see the decline of the dollar right now and the desperation that we have. You see, that's what got us into Iraq, was the protection of the dollar versus the euro. Let me make you a prediction. You listen to the shepherd calling, Pastor Buddy. Let me make you a prediction. This prediction will be that when you see Great Britain adopt the euro, you'll know that the prophetic things that I've spoken of tonight will be nigh at the door. That almost the formulation of the fourth kingdom, dreadful and terrible, with the beast with the two horns that will be the driving force for Christianity as she invades the world of Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, the consequences are dreadful. The blood will run to the horse's bridle, literally. We'll see a time of trouble in the third and final world war. You see, this has already been programmed by the Illuminati. The masterminds have already written a third world episode. You see why? Because the Illuminati, the powerful, the rich, who do not have to fight the war, will prosper from all sides of those that do fight in it. And this is the cause of the final third world war coming soon to a neighborhood near you. It will be almost impossible, as we're talking about a world war. A world war. That means that most of the nations' military apparatuses will be contributed to the war as we go to war. And the three major religions battle for the seat of the beast in Jerusalem. Are you ready? Are you willing to suffer with him, to reign with him? Are you willing to step out of a falsehood of the three major world religions and get into the truth of the great name of the Creator? If you are, you need to call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, many have written for the prophecies of the Pope. Ladies and gentlemen, I have given you the scenario that I think is coming soon to this world, that we're almost down to the final pope that will sit on the throne, and his seat will change from Rome to Jerusalem. Now, when he gets there, he will have to share that possibly with the other two heads. But as it is written, you can't serve two masters, and certainly not three. So this will be reduced to one world religious order. There will be a compromise of all religions in the designship of Satan as he comes to this world to unify the world into one major satanic religion that people will worship, thinking that they're doing the true Creator a service by eliminating those who are in opposition to this great alien being that is going to come out of the sky with great technology, great knowledge, powerful speaker, an earth-shaking mover, if you will, a rally-around-the-flag type personality such as the world has never seen. You see, he's excluded the headlines and had his henchmen or his children working for him all of these thousands of years since the Garden of Eden. That same one that made his entrance and left is on his way back. He's had a hell of a time getting here. Remember the war in the heavens. You see the effects of it in our solar system. We're going to have announcement made real soon that we're not alone in the universe. This will change all religion, and all theories of religion will change drastically, except to those who already know that we've never been alone from the word go. It's just been two sides, good and evil, fighting, and that it will climax with Satan and his angels making their last desperate stand as they rule with a rod of iron for a short space. Now, this could go on for years. In a scriptural time, a short space could be perhaps 100 or 200 or 300 years. However, the timeline, we know it's going to be short. And then the heavens will roll back like a scroll. And everything that's been hid and the seal of the last day will be opened. And you'll know that Pastor Buddy is a man of Yahweh, speaking truth from the anointing of the Shekinah as it comes down as a mantle over my head to show me a vision of the future. If you'd like to write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight. I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you would like to support the ministry of the Shepherd's Call, we would like to invite you to participate in doing so. We have for you a toll-free number that you can call with Dr. Gary or Dr. Jack, and these are toll-free numbers through the business hours of 9 to 5. If you call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, or Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. We would appreciate it if you could help us with the Shepherd's Call ministry. Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack would be delighted to hear from you and that you would be willing to help us support the ministry here at the Shepherd's Call. Don't be in that abominable, unbelieving, fearful, lying, murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterators. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Come out of the three unclean spirits that are raging across the land to form what is known as the final world war, orchestrated, if you will, back in the early 19th century. For the final war, they know it's coming on the horizon, and ladies and gentlemen, she's almost here to engage a world war that will be the, as Saddam said, the mother of all battles. This is the battle not only of earthlings, it will be a battle of those who will come out of the heavens to make their final stand, as you will see very shortly, when there is an announcement by our governments of the earth that we're not alone. And ladies and gentlemen, those that are coming, although they will do wonderful things for society, it's going to look like that this is the answer to the utopian paradise that was prophesied and preached by all of the prophets down through the ages. But this is a deception above deception, and it will deceive the very elect if you're not prayed up and informed with the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Write me tonight, Pastor Belly, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Make your checks payable to Pastor Buddy or to Dr. Gary or to Dr. Jack if you'd like to support our programs. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Support a man that'll tell you the truth. And then the Father may remember you when he comes in his kingdom. You know what the Bible says? If you just give a cup of cold water to my prophets, to my servants, and to my children, then you will not lose your reward. There is something that will honor you in the spirit of the world to come. Right now you'll have tribulation. But in the Creator, in the days to come, when he comes, he'll remember you. Inasmuch as you did it not unto my little ones, you did it not unto me. But inasmuch as you did help my little ones, you did help me. So pitch in and help. You say, I don't have a large sum to send. Well, if you've got a dollar, you'll send it, and that's all you got. You're sending perhaps more than those that would have millions in place of billions. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh needs you tonight to stand up. That's what he needs. Call me. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me. Again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see you next Sunday night on the Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless you until next Sunday night on WWCR around the world.
And at his feet will touch the golden crown. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust to him. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous to him. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down from the man. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels ring. Multitudes are marching to the battle's ground. Voices calling, voices crying. Shine upon the sun's bright. It's Alpha and Omega, its kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all turning blue. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for me to change against the brook. In measure to 100 weight and 1,000 pounds.